Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is stuck in traffic and will not be joining us for the next couple of episodes. Like, she will not be stuck in traffic for weeks at a time, but as we...
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine just be like, doo, 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 doo. I just live here on the highway now, so...
Like, I'm streaming from the highway, guys.
Pretty much. And then cars cutting you off. Yeah, that would actually be pretty terrible. So
it would be.
As we're recording this, it's really freaking cold right now. I don't know.
Where you guys are. In Toronto, it was very cold.
Very cold. Not a lot of snow, like a little bit of snow, but like freezing.
And then apparently this week it's supposed to change again with warm temperatures. I was like, wow.
No complaints there. We're good.
Exactly. I said something about El Nino or something. I think that's what they're saying. That's why it warms up. So yes. I'm not complaining because December was very warm and then they were saying January is going to be cold and they did not lie about that.
Did not lie. See, I don't like to pay attention to these things, which is terrible considering that I update radio station's website for snow closures and things. So the other day, I didn't even know it was supposed to snow at all. And then I had a panic attack because I was like, oh my God, why is there snow on the ground? What's happening? And my friend's like, it's fine. I'm driving to work. We're not canceled. I was like, okay, great. So
that's good.
But now I know.
And yes.
I just slept the rest of this week. But okay. So I feel like since our last episode, which was updates, there was a few more like updates that happened.
I feel like that happens a lot to us. We record and then the next day, lots of information comes out. Lots of dates pop up.
Lots of dates. We basically jinx ourselves every time we do that. But you know, whatever. Okay. So I'm just going to show a bunch of random tabs and go through some quickness here. So... as I always
do. Do you want to do the symphony first since we didn't talk
about
that?
That's what I was clicking on. Yes.
Very good.
For those of you who don't, first of all, I just need to say that back in the day, you liked a boy band. You were like, you had to stay in your lane. Basically, you could only be with one boy band, whatever. Now, all these guys are buddies and they do stuff together. Case in point, this bizarro, weird one off came up for a night of symphonic boy bands. It is featuring Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees, and Eric Michael Estrada of O-Town. So you got like a little blend here.
Ooh.
And it is
a little O-Town, a little NSYNC, a little 98 Degrees.
You know, kind of all those harmonious voices.
See?
So it says Bob Bernhardt is the conductor. Okay, fans will run to the Symphony Hall to hear some of the most iconic hits of the 90s and early 2000s boy band craze with a night of symphonic boy bands. The show includes members from three internationally adored boy bands that are sure to pack the house. Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees, and Eric Michael Estrada of O-Town. Together, their music has charted the Billboard Top 100 for over 335 weeks, making their groups a staple of the boy band genre and popular music as a whole. So this is taking place in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
On March 29th?
Friday, March 29th at 7 p.m. at the Devoise Performance Hall. So we're gonna go. Our friend Leslie's going with us as well. It's fairly close to us and we're like, okay, it's a Friday, which kind of sucks because we have to take the day off work, until Sophia looked at the calendar and realized that it's Good Friday. So we get the day off here in Canada. I don't know if the Americans get the day off.
We don't need a day off.
So there you go. Perfecto.
Yes.
So there should still be tickets available.
Pretty reasonable ticket-wise as well.
Very reasonably priced. So
I think that's why we're like, sure, let's like go.
Tickets. Exactly. So you can get tickets for like $22 plus tax. So that's pretty interesting. And I think it'll just be interesting in general because, like, I don't know, Sophia, have you ever gone to the symphony?
I haven't, but I have seen it on television because sometimes there are scenes in TV shows that make it seem like it's boring. So you never know. This one may be different and fun because it's boy bands.
Because it's boy bands. So at the present time, there is still quite a few seats available, so feel free to go buy those. You're going to look up A Night of Symphonic, so S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-I-C, Boy Bands, and it's the Grand Rapids Symphony.
And have you again, been Friday, to March a 20th. Symphony?
So I've actually only been to, so the most expensive tickets, by the way, are $36 plus tax. The cheaper ones are $22 plus tax, so... reasonably priced.
Do you think that they would cancel if it doesn't
sell? Well, it's still pretty early. We still have over we have almost 2 months until the show.
So okay, no, I just want to.
Probably not. And we just found out about it a little while ago. So
yeah,
who knows? But yeah, just hopefully it's not canceled because this is something interesting to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've only been to the orchestra once, I think. I believe also in the States, and it was for Video Games Live. So the symphony were playing video game music, right? It's as Lydia likes to call it, that was my $100 nap because
yes.
I definitely
paid money for the seats. You have a right to sleep in it.
I have a right to sleep. It was like, you know what? It wasn't. The thing is with that is that, yes, I knew some of the video games like Super Mario and all that jazz, but I didn't know all of them. And it's kind of like a nice melody. It's relaxing. The difference between like this and like an actual concert is that you'll be seated the entire time. And whatever,
it is
right?
Very slow kind of.
But they can do some cool things. So like I went to see like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They do like a Christmas thing and that's like crazy. Like
I've heard of like the Nutcracker as well. So maybe does the Nutcracker do a symphony maybe? Or am I?
Probably. They also do ballet and stuff. So,
yeah.
Anyways, no idea what this is about. And normally it's mostly instrumental, I think. But obviously the three boy banders will be there. So I guess they'll be singing along to their song. So I don't know if you're bye, bye, bye. And
it'll be very interesting stories to tell afterwards. And always good to try something to see how it would be with boy banders. You never know.
And I feel like we're so used to just going to like multiple shows on a tour. We're like, okay, we're going to go see Backstreet Boys 6 times on this tour or something like that.
Yes.
It's the same show every night. This is definitely going to be a different show.
Yes.
And I was going to say, I don't think they've ever performed together. I'm like, yes, they have on the Pop 2000. They've done stuff.
Yes.
But anyway, so it'll be interesting to see
the boy band holiday.
Boy band holiday. Yes, they were too, for sure. So this will be a fun thing. If you are in the Michigan area and on Friday, March 29th, and want to go check it out, come say hi. Sophia and I will be there with our friend Leslie. And, you know, yeah, it should be a good time. So there's no VIPs announced yet, but I have heard, I think Boy Band Nicole said that they're working on getting some for Chris. And so I'm assuming then all of them would get some sort of VIP. It's also interesting because it's a symphony. It like starts on time and it would be over at like 9 p.m. I think or something. So you know, it'll be interesting.
Probably should be there a little bit earlier than what we would normally.
Yeah, we'll leave early in the morning. Yeah. So yeah. So for
I'm just saying like
yes.
Because you know how like we have boy band time, Backstreet time. This symphony might be actually on time.
Yes. So what I am going to share. Okay. So we did chat about this last time as well. So this one, the Pop 2000 Tour has announced a whole slew of dates, none in Canada yet, but a whole bunch have been announced, and they've actually also changed the look of their tour. So it used to be very like blue, white, red, like, you know, one of those popsicles that was kind of look. Now, if you're not watching this, it's very like poppy, like it's pink and lime green and purple and stuff, so it's kind of fun. So for this year's tour, Chris from NSYNC will be the host. O-Town obviously on there with BB Mac. Brad from LFO and Ryan Cabrera will be there. So they had a couple of dates. Right now it appears that this is it for now, but who knows, because they tend to add dates all the time. So so they're starting in March. So Port St. Lucie, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, Vista, California, Garden Grove, California, Des Plaines, Illinois, Marion, Illinois, Plano, Texas, Cedar Park, Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, Duluth, Georgia, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, Waterloo, Iowa, which, by the way,
Sugar Ray has said about that name when we went to one of the shows, when we went to Kalamazoo, Michigan. He said that city, and it was a funny
Sheboygan,
Wisconsin. He said that in one of his opening lines, and I was like, oh, okay, I remember that. So now every time I hear that city, I'm like, Sugar Ray.
Mark McGrath.
Sorry, Mark McGrath.
Yes, but he's from Sugar Ray. So they're playing in Waterloo, Iowa, which I got super excited for a second because there's a Waterloo not far from me. And I was like, wow, they have a Canadian date. And I was like, never mind, it's Iowa. Minneapolis, Minnesota, South Boston, Virginia, Hampton, New Hampshire, Schenectady. I have no idea how to pronounce that. New York, Paramus, New Jersey, Hyannis, MA, Missouri. I don't know. Maine. I'm not American, people. Mount Vernon, Kentucky, Beaver Dam, Kentucky, Pickerington, Ohio, Marietta, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, and Cleveland, Ohio. Obviously, Detroit, Michigan is the closest one to us, but that one sold out like literally immediately.
There's some dates that have been selling very well,
so good for them.
I agree, good job.
The tickets are not super expensive. I believe I looked at the Cleveland one, that's about $50. The Pickerington, Ohio is just like included in the fare, so it's $10 admission. The Waterloo, Iowa one is also free admission. So I feel like the U.S.
dates are very cheap compared to ones in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And where are you going to get all these boy banders for about $50? That's pretty exciting.
Right? Yes.
They put on great shows. I do have a Spotify playlist from last year when they were in Cleveland. So it was everybody. Ryan Cabrera was not at that show, but he will be there this year. So that's exciting. So check out pop2000.com to get that. So this is, they haven't updated it on here because that was their old logo with the pop
sickle
stick. Yeah. I'm like, why is this word not coming out of my mouth? But yes. So if you actually go to the pop2000tour.com, it will tell you which dates everyone is at, because not everyone is at all. Most of them will be, but not all. And I forgot to mention that I want to say it's May 4th. O-Town is doing a 10-year anniversary.
For Circles and Lines album?
For Lines and Circles. So that's, I think that one might just be them.
Okay.
Let me just find...
Wow, 10 years already. Time flew by.
Yes, since they kind of reunited. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
GoFundMe page.
That's true. That's exactly what happened. They were just like, I don't know, do people care? Whatever. So they did it totally independently. They I don't know. Was it GoFundMe or was it the other one? It was one of like Kickstarter.
Oh,
or
yeah. Something maybe like it's that. Kickstarter.
They did one of those things. I can't remember if I contributed or I thought about contributing, but that's basically how they funded their album. So, yeah, here it is. So, this event. Why is it? Oh, it's not showing the tab. Sorry. So Saturday, May 4th. 7:30 p.m., the City Winery Philadelphia, they're doing the O-Town Lines and Circles 10th Anniversary Show with LFO. So Brad from LFO will be there.
That's awesome. And I think that one is also celebrating very well.
Sorry?
Is it already on sale, the tickets?
I believe so. How
do I... So I think this is the one I saw on their Instagram IG story where they said, this is selling very well as well.
Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it says somewhere that basically they're playing the entire Lines and Circles album. And then they're, yeah, right here, it says playing. Oh my God, why is it not sharing this tab? There we go. Okay, so they're performing the entire Lines and Circles album, plus they're doing some hits. So obviously like All or Nothing All and stuff enough, they'll yeah. be playing. But again, like even for this, like tickets are anywhere from $28 to $50.
And pretty yeah, reasonable so, for nowadays considering yes. some of the
considering stores, some yeah. stuff that like
yes. sometimes ticket prices are crazy.
Yeah, so this is kind of hard to see, but yes, it does look like there's still some tickets available, so you're good to go if you want to go to that one. Again, that is Saturday, May 4th in Philadelphia. Okay, so cool for O-Town.
May the awesome for them. Be with you.
Oh, that's right. You gotta have all your Star Wars gear. Speaking of O-Town, I'm just gonna quickly do this. Really, nothing has been announced yet. Part of it has been announced, but not a lot. It's supposed to come out this week. So by the time you're listening to this, the information will already be out. So we'll be out of date again. But Pop 2000 in Paradise version 2.0 is happening. So they have released the dates. So it's September 28th to October 3rd, 2024. And it will be at the Flamingos Beach Resort and Spa. And this is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. So the first year Pop 2000 was in Playa del Carmen or Cancun. And now, so this is like the other side of Mexico. And it looks like, so this is pictures of the resort, and it looks like the resort is basically all around one watery area. So, yeah, because the resort we were at last time, there was villas and you had to like, basically like walk across the entire resort to get anywhere. And there was like different things going on. So everything appears to be happening in one area. I had actually,
so that's probably why they changed it. Cause they didn't want people to keep walking so many times to find things, I guess.
Like,
right?
We had to take golf carts around the thing, and then they weren't really that. Like, you didn't have to. You could walk. Like, let's not
right.
whatever. But basically, I said, I asked them, is everything in one area this year? And then Joe Bachman, who is one of the people who runs it, says, yes, that was our biggest request from our 2023 guests. So
excellent.
Yeah, so it looks like it'll be fun. They have not technically announced who is performing yet. Who will be there. So as you know, last year was basically the Pop 2000 people. So it was Chris Patrick, O-Town, Ryan Cabrera, LFO. And then they added David Cook and Billy Gilman. And then they also had Marcus Monroe, who was a comedian. They had Carl Wachner, who was a live looper. So, and then they had a DJ Excel and stuff. So I don't know if they're going to kind of keep that pattern and bring the people from this year. So maybe BB Mac might be on this. That would be kind of cool if it is, but not sure if I'm going this year because it is pricey. So it's not, honestly, it's less than reasonably half the price of the Backstreet Boys. It's reasonably priced, but I was just doing a quick look of like flights and stuff, and it's definitely way more to get there because from where we are, there's not really any direct flights during those days. So we got to transfer places and stuff like that. So, yeah. But it is a really cool event. Last year, they claimed there was around 200 people. I think it was closer to like 140 people. You did get like good FaceTime. And we have not one, not two, but three recap episodes. If you would like to go back, just type in Pop 2000 in Paradise. So
there was just so much to do. We needed 3 episodes.
You know, it is what it is. So I think that was, did I talk about AJ and Joey yet or no?
Not yet.
Okay. So as we mentioned, it was a hunch that Joey Fatone and AJ were coming out with this legendary night. It not only was announced, went on sale, and 4 shows have already sold out. So seems to be going well. So they added an extra date in California on March 17th. So that 100% confirms that they will not be at 90s Con Connecticut because they will be on tour here. So far, it's just the 9 dates in the States, but they keep asking on their Instagram page, like, hey, where else do you want us to go? And there's an overwhelming response of people from Toronto saying Toronto. Obviously, there's a lot of people from Brazil because they... but
and Germany, I saw as well. But
So all these classic places. Yeah. So fingers crossed that they add something because that would be great. Also, AJ has been showing us pictures of himself in the studio. So apparently we're getting closer for an album release. I love this man.
Love this man. But
leave it when we see it.
That is exactly what I was going to say. Yes. So here's hoping it actually comes out this time.
I feel like he's closer, but I feel like I also remember when he was doing the country album, him showing pictures of the studio. So
I also remember him showing pictures of the studio as well. So we'll see how it goes. Positive thoughts. Yes. Positive thoughts.
Positive thoughts. We got faith in you, AJ. Why not?
That's right.
Maybe Joey will push him. Speaking of new albums, I don't have a tab up for this, but Justin Timberlake is rumored to be having a new album. He had a surprise free concert yesterday when we recorded this, so January 19th in Memphis. It was you had first to sign come, up for free serve. Tickets. Sorry,
first come, first serve.
Basically, so you had to like sign up to see, and then even though the concert was on the Friday and they didn't let people know till the Thursday, which sucks if you're not from the Memphis area and need to get there. So I don't know if they basically just chose people from Tennessee or whatever, or I don't know. I saw a couple of clips. Chris from NSYNC and his wife Carly was there, and Carrie, who's Chris's manager, and she used to actually be Justin's guardian back in the NSYNC days. So she was there, and Johnny Wright was there. So I believe he played, go check out our Twitter. I retweeted a couple of things. He played a new song. They played Gone. And then I was like pointing to Chris. So like,
see that.
Yes.
Something about that where Chris was there. Yes. I do recall that now.
And Justin Timberlake will also be on Saturday Night Live on next Saturday. So I believe it's the 27th. Yes. So the 27th, he'll be hosting. I don't know if he's hosting because I think Dakota Johnson is on, but musical guest and probably in some.
Maybe he'll do a couple of things. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? So if you're a JT fan, check it out. So they also announced who is opening the Super Bowl, and those are all Nostal Not Boy Banders. I don't know, my brain just jumped to that because I was just, that's coming up in February. So, but Reba's McIntyre is one of the people. So I'm just disappointed that rumor had started earlier in this year when they're just like, yeah, boy banders, Super Bowl halftime.
See how fast it can like get? You just one person and then it exploded everywhere.
Yes. So Usher, I believe, is the halftime guy. So
Usher. He has some good songs. He has some good songs.
Yeah, he does.
No, he has good songs. Good artist to have.
And he was around the time of the boy banders. So maybe they're just like, oh, let's just keep, because didn't they have Eminem a few years ago? So I feel like they're kind of like catering to the people our age during these halftime shows. So maybe next
they had Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
That was a good one. That was.
I was like, wow, we're the old people now that love like.
We're the old people. Oh my God.
We're the old people now, basically. Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's all the boy band updates of recentness. So
yeah. Oh, 90 Degrees has come out with an album, yeah. Or is coming out with an album.
Oh, okay. Yes, they you can pre-order their album. I think it's just 98degrees.com probably. No, there was like a specific,
wasn't it on Twitter, Instagram, something like that?
Yes, and you can pre-order and you can get like autographed ones and vinyl ones and
yes.
But so the album is going to be called...
I was like, wow, that's cool. I didn't know that you're coming out with an album.
Yes. Do we have a date yet? It's called Full Circle. So if you go to the 98degrees.com, from there, it actually has the link that you can go and pre-order it. Very reasonably priced, like a signed CD for $25. The signed vinyl is $60. And yeah. And then they just kind of have broken down like international, Canada, US. Basically, it's the same price. Probably slightly different shipping costs, obviously, because things are not free to ship. But yeah, so they have two types of vinyl. They have a black vinyl and they have an orange crush, which I guess is the more exclusive one. Right now, it's saying that they all ship on April 6th. So... in April, there will be a new 98 Degrees album. So we will definitely
review
that. So we should probably order. I feel like I should order one of these.
Yes.
But yes. So anyways, it's still available. You can still get it. Oh, shoot. What is this? Oh, sorry. Something was playing. Okay. So it says Full Circle is the new album from the multi-platinum, multi-award-winning vocal group 98 Degrees, featuring five re-recordings of the album of the band's hits and five new tracks, including the new single Got You, and includes a digital download of the album. Okay. So then, okay. I will order one of these for us and then we can listen. Pre-purchase the CD and get your key to the 98 Degrees Den, which is an online destination where you'll receive exclusive, free, never-before-seen digital bonus items from the band's past, current, and future. And then you also get the CD sleeve signed by all four of the members. Oh, yes, that reminds me of, we had briefly mentioned 90s Con. Two members of 98 Degrees will be at 90s Con. So
Drew and Jess Timmons, our favorite ones.
Our delightful little Drew Lachey, love him as well. So yes, so the two of them will be there. They've also added a bunch more.
Can
speak today. Yes, actors. So Step by Step will be there.
Hey, I remember that show.
And there was something else that I can't remember. But anyways, basically... it's coming along well. So right now, yeah. So right now, boy bander only wise, you have Jeff Timmons and Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees. Not sure if anybody else will be there. A lot of people are still hoping for Nick. I personally don't think Nick will be there because 90s Con is March 15th, 16th, 17th. And March 12th, he's in South America doing some tours. It's like finishing off the end of the tour. So that only gives him like three, like obviously airplanes exist and whatever, but I'm pretty sure he's going to want to come home and see his family. And then he has another con the following weekend, I believe.
Yes, in Cincinnati. I believe it's
Horror Hound.
Yes.
I, as per usual, I never really know if he's going to bail on
that one. Is cutting it close as well, but that's a rescheduled one. So I feel like he could do it.
I feel like I think he probably won't cancel because he canceled it earlier last year. So, but I don't know. You never know. His schedule changes like that. Like they had to switch a bunch of his South American dates because the Backstreet Boys ended up getting some gig in Dubai and like things like that. So
yes,
if you're going to a con, you can't bet on one person being there. Like it's annoying. It sucks to buy your tickets and then whatever. But if there's no one else you want to see at the convention, it kind of sucks. Like at least for 90s Con, there's other actors and things like that. Horror Hound, unless you are a horror movie fan,
yeah.
you might not want to go. But if, you know, if you live in the area or whatever, and it's a convention and something you're interested in, then go for it. But that's the crapshoot with cons. Like, cons are great. You get like good interaction with the artists. It's much cheaper than VIPs and, you know, sometimes other things, but there is a chance that they will cancel. So
usually they're not on tours, and like when they were before, I think like the last time they went, they weren't on tour. They just finished the tour because they went to the Florida one in September of last year. So they just finished their tour, so they were able to go. So now they're back on tour. That's a good point. So that's why they're not doing it, because they also announced a 90s con in Daytona, Florida. Daytona.
So the Florida one last year was in Tampa. This year they've switched it to Daytona. They have not announced anybody there yet, but the tickets have already gone on sale. I'm sure the VIPs are probably going to sell out soon.
VIPs sells out very quickly, regardless of if they haven't made an announcement or not.
Trying to find, speaking of the Backstreet Boys.
And I think at that time, they're also doing something, the Backstreet Boys, possibly. In September. I don't remember.
Germany, I think something's happening in Germany, maybe.
Something like that.
Like a conference or a...
Maybe they're going back on tour.
That's like a festival, I think. I feel like something's happening.
Yes, a festival, something like that, yeah.
Forgot to mention, though, that if you have not entered this yet and you do want to go to the Backstreet Boys in, Cancun in April. So that's their 30th anniversary thing. So it's April 18th to 21st at the Moon Palace Resort in Cancun, Mexico. Back at the beach, VIP.com would be the website you want to go to. However, it is a bit pricey, and we definitely wanted to go to it, but it's a lot of money. If you do not have a lot of money and you still want to try to go there, you can enter to win. So you can win. So the prize includes 5-night stay at the resort, 2 BSB concerts on the beach, and a headlining performance by Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo.
On the their 31st anniversary.
Mm-hmm. It also includes flights and all that jazz. So if you go to back at the beach VIP.com, you can enter to win this. Why is this not loading? Through Prizeo. So you can enter for free. So there is, if you scroll down and look hard enough, there is like one, you can get one entry for free. But basically, this is one of those things that celebrities do where you can like pay for entries to win. Mm. So I believe,
and it's worldwide, like, right? It's not just a US thing.
Yes. So everywhere except, I believe, Quebec, because Quebec is really weird with their things. There's a couple of other countries, but for the most part, yes. So basically, for example, you donate $10
every time you're like, because every time you see like, oh, that's so cool, and then you look at the fine print, you're like, oh, only US residents, and you're like, oh, that sucks,
right? So this which sucks, especially for the Backstreet Boys, because they do have fans worldwide. So it is, so again, you can enter for free, but you can also buy entries. Like, for example, $20 is 200, like 100, basically you get 10 entries per dollar type thing. So like $150 would give you 1500 entries. And then the money raised from this, after the cost of the trip is taken out of it, goes to an event, a charity called Headcount.
I've never heard of it.
I don't know. And Keeping Kids in School to help and inspire young people. So there you go. If you want to try to do it, knock yourself out, try. If you'd like to take one of us with you when you win, that's also cool. We'll flip a coin. It's great. but yeah, anyways, it does sound like a fun event for sure.
Whoever goes will have a great time.
Whoever goes will have an amazing time. Okay. So I think that's all the updates now, as we're quite into this episode. But let's...
Viewers know, listeners know, we don't stay on topic for long. You know, we go up and down, flow, go with the flow type thing, you know?
So I don't think my timer started exactly at the time. What does yours say, Sophia?
34 minutes.
Okay, and so my 19 seconds. 25. So yeah, so okay. So I'll just add 10 minutes to this. Okay, so 35 minutes in, let's actually talk about today's episode.
Woo! What is it about today?
Well, we have talked, so a few boy banders have their own podcasts. So we've already talked about Lance's podcast, and we reviewed a few episodes, but I realized we've not actually
Frosted Tips?
Yes, Frosted Tips. We have not talked about Chris from NSYNC's podcast. So Chris has a podcast called Name Drop.
And it's very funny. So if you name drop like famous friends of theirs, it goes like,
ding a bell.
It was very funny. I really enjoy that. I don't know why.
They at the very first few episodes, they were actually like ringing a bell like in real time, and it was pretty ridiculous and entertaining. So, now they actually have like
found a better way to do it.
They found a way. So when they edit it, they ding it, and then they put like the little picture in the corner. I don't know why I'm showing you on a screen that you cannot see my arm, but they put the picture of the celebrity in the corner. So it's kind of cute. So it's Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC and Brian McFadden, who was a VJ on MTV. And the two of them will like interview people. So Lance's Frosted Tips mostly just sticks with boy band members and thing like adjacents. This one's kind of like a little mix of everything here.
They're dealing with their friends and the people that they work with and that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. So they've had like one of their first guests was Kobe Calais, who is like a musician. They've had O-Town, BB Mac, Melissa Joan Hart, an Olympic gold medalist, Tiffany, the Pink Power Ranger. So there's like quite a few people today. So we decided we would watch one of the episodes. We decided we would watch the BB Mac one. So this came out, I believe, around a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. So you can listen to it basically anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's also on YouTube if you look up Name Drop Podcast, and it's put on by Hurrdat Media. So Hurrdat.
Which is interesting because the podcasts are always on iHeartRadio. So it's interesting that it's a different media company.
They probably also have it on the iHeartRadio station. Like we're on iHeartRadio too. But yeah, so that's kind of like the production company that puts it together. But
they seem to have a
bunch of other podcasts too. So so the episode is called BB Max. BB Mac Talks Epic Journey from Liverpool to Stardom Name Drop Podcast.
Obviously, they shouldn't have put the apostrophe with the S.
They should not have, yes. But yes. So it says BB Mac, Stephen McNally, Christian Burns, and Mary Berry. His name is Mark Berry. So name is definitely not Mary Berry.
So oh my God. Proofreading is not a thing for this podcast.
It's key, yes. Oh, geez. Join MTV's Brian McFadden and NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick to talk about their recent run on the Pop 2000 tour and the trio's origins. Which guy is related to a Beatle? Whose favorite late night snack is pizza? And who can do the best Southern accent? Find out this week on this week's episode of Name Drop.
Ding!
So I know... ding, and then they sometimes like to sing it at the end together. So for those of you who don't know a lot about BB Mac, like ourselves, when we did a BB Mac episode and we're trying really hard to figure out who everybody was, we're just gonna say, so I did write it down. So this one, so the gentleman on the left with the guitar, in the ruggedly good look beard, his name is Steven. The one in the middle with the yellow shirt is Christian. He also plays guitar, but he does not play it here. And then the buff gentleman on the left is Mark, or apparently Mary, according to this. So, yes.
And okay, apparently Patrick is attracted to all three of them.
Well, he kept saying two. So I'm just curious as to which two. Is it the conventionally attractive ones on the end? But I feel like back in the day, Christian was like the good, I don't know, man, like that. Let me tell you, when I saw them last year in Cleveland, Mark, who is the gentleman on the end, who is bursting out of his shirts because of his muscles, smelled so good. And they all gave great hugs and they were all very lovely guys and they were super nice. So if you do get a chance to see them, I just did the quick after show meet and greet, but like you still got like a good chance to like have a little quick chat with them. And they're, and I had told them how I drove 5 hours and was driving back 5 hours just to see them. And they were just like, oh my God, drive safe. Like it was a very nice moment. It was good. So anyways, so that's the episode we're going to talk about. I took some notes. I don't know if you took notes so far.
I did not take notes, but I watched it.
Okay. Perfecto. So we will just go on through this quickly because we are more than halfway through the episode. Okay. So,
okay, so they start off talking about their origin, like how they started, how did they get together? So I didn't know that they were all each in a different band. So that was very interesting.
Yes. So yeah. So basically, so they got together in 1996. So that's high. Also, they kind of point out that they're not technically a boy band, or Brian McFadden points it out several times throughout. But I'm like,
because they had instruments, and then I think they made the point that Hanson also was using instruments. So I guess.
Yes. Do we count Hanson and Joe Bros as boy bands? Kind of. So, like, we do on this podcast. I don't know.
We do on this podcast.
Yes. So, basically, so as you said, they were in different bands. They kept running into each other at various, like, events and stuff. Mm-hmm. And their other... so, they were... The rest of their bands that they were in were very chill with just, like, keeping things status quo, performing at these things, whatever. But the three of them were kind of more go-getters and they really wanted to like have a better career than just like playing bars and stuff, right? So that
longevity is how
they
got
together. Yes, exactly. And they had like vision for the future. So then Brian was like, so was that like hard to like leave the rest of your bands? They didn't care. They were fine. I thought Christian's like, my band had a bunch of other singers. They just slotted somebody in. It was all good. So I thought that was kind of funny. Chris, of course, Chris is ridiculous and I love this.
She's so funny. I just was like, wow.
So you know how like the Spice Girls, because they're obviously they're from the UK, so the Spice Girls are like, you know, Baby Spice, whatever. So they're like, oh, what spice, which Max are you? Are you different Max? Like big, and then they were talking about like Big Mac or whatever. So Chris is like, I have your names, I know who you guys are. So he's like, so he points to Steve and he's like, you're loud and obnoxious Mac.
Oh my God, yeah.
In the middle. Egotistical Mac. And then to Mark, he's like, you're steroids, Mac. So then Mark's like, okay, well, I'll take that as a compliment because I'm a personal trainer and I work out a lot, but no, don't take steroids type thing. And then Chris is like, so then they were talking about like him being a personal trainer. And then Chris is like, I'm the before picture. So
that was funny. So, oh my God.
You're so fucking...
Chris is so ridiculous.
And then Mark was saying that he was training with Trevor the other day. Mm-hmm. And it was like, and Trevor is one of the more fit members of O-Town, I would say. I feel like he works a lot on stuff.
He does,
said
that
Trevor was kind of like dying by the end of it. So, yeah. So, if you live in England and would like to be trained by a handsome man, Mark does personal training. Okay. But they did say that it's very hard to work out on the road into buying time, because he was like, because he had said to his girlfriend, he's like, yeah, whatever, I'm gonna like keep going and stuff. She's like, yeah, okay. So he's like, but you know, you can't find a gym or you can't do that. He's like, I'm gonna do circuit training, you know, in my room. And then basically they just eat pizza and like whatever and hang out, right? So, which was kind of funny. And then Chris,
because
was talking
after
about,
you tour and do shows, I don't think you want to go to a gym, but I don't
know. No, you're tired. They did talk about like working out before going on tour, so then like you look more buff and you're like fitter and are able to do stuff. So he did talk about that. But Chris was even talking about like when you're on tour, you're going to different cities all the time. You're like, you're there for like a day. And then you kind of want to try like the food that the town is famous for, like the Permanente Brothers in Pittsburgh, which is hilarious because I've had those sandwiches. Philly cheesesteak in Philly, like, you know, that type of stuff. So they were just kind of talking about that. So Brian, who's had just flown in and then basically went to this interview like immediately. So he didn't even get to like try out where they were. So then he said, okay, what's your go-to tour food? Like, what do you like to eat when you're on tour? So they said pizza and Taco Bell. And then they were like pronouncing taco in a very strange way. It was like Taco Bell, like.
Well, their accent, right? It's gonna.
And I get it, but then so there was like some back and forth about tacos, and I was like, okay, you guys. So then this then segues them into doing Southern accents. So then he like, so they made BB Mac do them, and they were like, they were okay, but whatever. And then Chris was okay as well. Like he had like the Southern kind of like, he's like, I've lived in the South. So he kind of had like a little bit of a Southern accent. And then Brian McFadden's like, every time I try to do a Southern accent, it either turns out gay or Matthew McConaughey. So then he like did both. And I'm like, he's not wrong. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's true.
So then they're like, well, you made us do Southern accents. Let's hear you do some British accents. So then Brian's like, I can do Dudley Moore, which literally, do you know who Dudley Moore is?
No.
The only like thing I know is on that episode of Friends where Monica wanted her hair to look like Demi Moore.
Oh, yes.
Phoebe thought she said Dudley Moore and then, like, cut it really horrible. And she was like, oh, whatever. So anyways, and then Chris...
That was a funny scene on Friends.
Yes, that was when she's like, Demi Moore has great hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Dudley Moore.
Why would I say that?
Yes. Oh my God.
Good time. Sorry.
Yes. So anyway, so apparently he is an actor and a comedian, in case you're wondering who Dudley Moore is. Okay, here I'm going to show you what he looks like. Which is why Monica did not want her hair to look like this on Friends. Yes, so very, so very British actor man from the 60s. So there you go. So anyway, so then
she pulled off the haircut, really.
You know what? It worked for her. So yes. So then Chris did a weird accent. Then for some reason they asked them about Australian accents. So they were doing some Australian accents. And then this part I thought was funny because then Chris was talking about his wife, Carly. And he's like, so I asked her to do an Australian accent. And she's like, put another shrimp on the Barbie, but not really with an accent. He's like, yeah, okay. So then he's like, can you do a Canadian accent? And she's like, put another shrimp on the Barbie, eh? What
is that? That was funny. That was funny.
That was really funny. So then Brian was like, oh, did you guys meet in high school? And they're like, no, we met after high school. So Christian is 4 years older than Steven, who is 1 year older, 1 year older than Mark. So Mark is like, so they're within 5 years.
So they were saying like, oh, one of them was like 3 months apart. So it wasn't really a year. I don't know. It was kind of like.
Yes, they started doing math. It was just
like, yeah,
was don't like, do math. It's
yeah, so, it's okay.
Basically they're around that time. So then they're like, okay, well, since Christian's the oldest one, he's like, are you the leader? Do you boss people around? They're like, yeah, we just kind of boss each other around. There's no specific leader, which is fair. Like they, I just gotta say, they seem very chill. That is their like, they're just buds. But then they were talking about how they can't dance. And then Chris was like, oh, look at you guys hiding behind your instruments. You know, well, we were out there dancing. Like, okay there, Chris. It was, anyways. I didn't realize this, or maybe I did and I forgot, that they actually toured with NSYNC back in the day.
Yeah, that was an interesting tidbit.
I meant to look that up because I was like...
So it was interesting... I don't know if this part was like close to that, talking about what they did with NSYNC, but I found it interesting that they were big and popular in the US before they were big and popular in the UK.
Yes, that's, yeah, they definitely had, that was later.
Because usually it's like in Europe, the boy bands are successful and then they're successful. Yeah, it's like
the opposite.
But it was, so I thought that was very interesting.
Yes, that was pretty cool. So, yeah, so. Okay, so it looks like they were on the Pop Odyssey tour in 2001.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. So they were on the North American select dates. So I guess they weren't on all of them. Interesting. I'm just trying to figure out if I saw. I feel like we didn't see BB Mac. Oh, you never saw it. You didn't go to.
I never saw BB Mac.
I feel like we saw Soul Decision open for them. But I could be wrong. Anyways, not important to this conversation. Anyways, that they just did that. For, okay. Sorry.
I only went to one concert back in the day, and it was the best concert ever, which was Millennium. And I got, I didn't have to buy a ticket. My, as I told the story, I snuck in. My cousin's boyfriend snuck us in. It was the best night ever for 14-year-old Sophia.
14. That's a pretty good first concert. I did not get tickets for that concert. Okay, so every time I move my hand, my phone changes and it scrolls to the bottom, and then I have to scroll up and figure out where I was. So sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay, so then they were talking about differences over the years from when they did it back then into how they're touring now. So Mark was talking about how they enjoy it more now.
Before they were too busy. I feel like when you get older, you're more reflective, you take more things in, you enjoy things more. When you're younger, you don't have that time. Your luxury, it just goes too fast. But now, as you're older.
I feel like O-Town has talked about this before, too. And I feel like they kind of... So then Chris also kind of brings up the point why, I guess, is because, like, back in the day, you were doing photo shoots, going to all the different radio stations, doing the tours, doing all this stuff. And now, basically, you can just put your music online. You don't need to do... Like, obviously, you still need to promote and do things, but it's not as... intense of having to do that, and there's social media now and stuff, so they can do a lot more without physically having to go places
and being that's at the true most- yes. And they also back in the day they had like managers and the record people and all that, but they said that now they do everything themselves.
So Christian was saying they have more control now, but they also have more to do now. They're the musician, the producer, social media director of the music videos, and back in the day they were so busy touring and performing, they appreciated the fact that they had a team that did all that stuff for them, so they didn't have to worry about all the other little things. So then Chris was like, what's the hardest thing now? So Mark is like, time management, because him and Steven both have kids and they all have jobs back home, like day jobs that they do. Which is interesting because we never find out what Christian's job is, but later on we find out what Steven's job is. And I was like, oh, okay. So then Brian, so again, this is what you're talking about. Brian was talking about how they made it big in the US before the UK. So then Christian was talking about, so they released back here in the UK and nobody really cared. Like nothing really happened with it, whatever. Then it got picked up in Asia and in America. So they just happened to be in America. They were with the NSYNC. I guess that's probably what kind of helped with that. Mm-hmm. They also did a Disney special, as we know, that does wonders for people's careers.
Yep.
Who don't cancel out of that. no shade to the Backstreet Boys, but they did fine on their own. But just
You know why. They were very tired. They had a lot going on.
They thought it was too ridiculous to do a kids show. So... okay, so then basically, so they did this Disney Channel special, they were touring with NSYNC, and then a DJ in the UK picked up back here and started playing it, and like played it like three times in a row or whatever, so then other radio stations started picking it up. So this part I thought was kind of funny. So they went to go do a gig in the UK, and as they're like getting to like the venue area, there was like cars everywhere, and it was like they couldn't find parking, and there was police, and they're like, oh no, what's going on, like why are all these police here and stuff. But it turned out they were the police escort to bring them to the stage.
Yes, because that was hilarious.
These people were going to see them, so I thought that was kind of funny. So then like then Brian was talking about like back in the day him and Chris would work at the Outback Steakhouse before they were famous, and then like work like 12-hour days working for Lou and then do that. So he's like kind of weird. So then they were talking about how they became like whatever. So they had at the beginning, they had no manager. So what basically what they did is they went to their friend's house in London and were sleeping on the floor and on air mattresses and stuff. And they just kept showing up at record labels trying to perform. Just funny because I think NSYNC actually has a music video like that where they it's Drive Me Crazy, but
I think
basically they're like, yes, we have a meeting with like the head of Sony, like whatever, and they did it obviously. So
they didn't know who was the head. They didn't know. That was funny.
Yeah, so they were just kind of like, you know, just busking in front of all these like things. So then they eventually got their like break and somebody signed them. Okay, this part was funny. So then Brian was talking about how the girls who worked at TRL were all excited that BB Mac was coming in and that they loved the blonde one. So then it pans over to them and they all have brown hair and they're all just kind of like looking at each other, and then Christian's like, oh, it's me. And then Chris is like laughing at him. He's like, just the look on your face right now. He's like, yes, I was the blonde one. Yes. So basically, they all had brown hair, and then they were going to perform on Jay Leno. And then like Christian just disappeared for a few hours and came back with blonde highlights right before they were supposed to go on. And the guys were like, okay. So they said like their first TRL appearance was awesome. There was like people in the streets with signs and things like that. Brian was talking about how it was kind of like American Bandstand and all the different types of music were there. So like, even though they're kind of boy band, but not really, but then like it was broadcast across the country. So then for some reason, they're like, oh yeah, we have a name dropped a lot. Like, you're from England. Do you guys know the Beatles? Mark's like, oh, John Lennon used to be my uncle. And they're like, used to be. And then he's like, yeah, but he got better. Like, it was ridiculous. It was a joke, obviously. He's not related to John Lennon. But then somehow it turned out that Ringo is like vaguely related to Steven, because they had gone and done a show in the States, and his aunt, who was, she's like, did you know that you're related to Ringo? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, Ringo's wife is Steven's dad's cousin or something, or Steven's mom's cousin. So it was like this, so not technically related, but kind of. So I thought that was kind of funny. And then they were asking like what kind of musicians inspired BB Mac. So they were talking about Boyz II Men, the Eagles, the Beatles. The guys were just talking to them about how they have such like a good three-part harmony and that they blend really well. I don't know if it was later or whatever, but they also basically said that they don't have trouble divvying up the songs because their voices are like different. So they're like, okay,
this part's gonna be well together kind of thing.
So during their like break, Christian did do a couple of albums. He did some dance and electronic stuff. So then Chris was trying to get like the scoop about like, you know, when they broke up or, you know, their big falling out or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we didn't have a falling out. Like, it didn't happen.
Literally just took a break.
Like, yeah, we were just like, okay, we're taking a break. They're like, yeah, but like those years when you guys didn't talk to each other. And like, no, we literally talked to each other this entire time. Like, we've been friends this entire time. They're like, we were at Steven's wedding. So he's like trying to like instigate shit. And they're just like, no, we're fine. We're cool. We're just chill. Like, you know, they came to my wedding. They came to my kids' christening. They're like, you know, whatever. So
they're like, so basically,
yeah. So like, you know, they went through that experience, whatever. So basically what started them back was in 2016, they were hanging out and jamming, and they decided that they missed performing. And about 6 years ago, they were just, again, they were at Christian's sister's house, and they decided they were just going to like perform back here. Which they had not performed in like 15 years, and they just went for it, and the sister was like taping it and then posted it. They just did it in one take. It was just kind of for fun, and they just posted it onto the line to see what people would think, and obviously people really liked that. Yeah, exactly. So that worked well. Then they were talking like, so basically then they were kind of like back together and doing stuff. But then there was apparently some sort of problems with their like work visas or something. So Steven and Mark couldn't get to the States right away. But they had a show. So then Christian had to perform by himself in Portland, Maine. And he was like, it was really super weird because now I was singing all of the parts and stuff, because I guess when they were broken up or whatever, he didn't perform their music. He had his own other music.
I could see why how that would be awkward.
You know, they're like, hey, the other guys aren't here yet. You're going on stage. Like, the show must go on type thing. So
yeah,
they did that. They did tour with Britney Spears at one point. And then they're like, would you rather like be on tour with us or Britney? And then that's when they kind of just started talking about how much they enjoyed the NSYNC stadium tours. And they said how like different it was from doing like a regular show where you can like, you know, interact with people. Whereas this, you're like, it's a sea of people. So then Chris was like, so how do you find, like, how do you connect with people when you can't see them and stuff? So they said, basically, you just kind of get into the song and you think about the meaning of the song and what you're singing. And then when the crowd reacts, it kind of reflects back and forth. So that's how you can have kind of like
an interaction.
Yeah. So then Brian was like, what's it like seeing like celebrities at your show? Like, it's a weird for you. It was a crazy, like, oh my God, this celebrity is here to see me perform type thing. Like, so then Steven was talking about when they were opening for NSYNC in Boston and a guy, I want to say something something from the band Extreme was there. So they play, so one of their songs, they do like a cover of,
was Morgan it Bob Ward. Something?
I want to say it started with an N.
Sorry.
Hold on one sec. Let me see if I can find it. Nuno. N-U-N-O. So anyway, from Extreme was there. So Steven is like a big fan of the band and they do the cover of their song. So he was talking to him backstage before the show. And he was saying how like so many people cover that song more than words, but he's like, you guys have done the best cover of that song that I've ever heard type thing. So, which was like really nice to hear from like your idol. He's like, I used to have posters of him on the wall, like whatever.
That's really cool, eh?
Which was kind of like a cool moment. So then he's like, well, if you want, do you want to come perform on stage with us? And Nuno's like, well, I haven't done it in a while, but sure, what the hell? So then they got him a guitar and they came on stage. So it was like a really cool moment that they're like jamming with one of their idols. So like, that was cool. And then Mark
That's
was talking
cool about as an artist, right?
Like, yeah, for sure. The person that inspires you, you get to actually perform. So then Mark was talking about the time that he was like hanging out with Beyonce for some reason, and his brother was like obsessed with her. So he called her, but he was drunk. And then he's like, Beyonce is on the phone. He's like, yeah, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then he didn't believe him. So like eventually he figured it out.
Yes.
So then Chris kind of went on a little bit of a tirade here about like, do you feel that you like, cause now the audience always has their phones out and are recording things. So he's like, do you feel you're losing connection with the audience when they're watching it through their phone? Like, you know, like whatever. So you can definitely tell that Chris was very on the anti phone side. So then they were like, we don't
mind.
You might
also be bad if you take a selfie on the show.
What?
Did you hear about, who was it? It was one artist.
Oh, yes, that was Miranda Lambert.
The crowd, and they're like, you're not here to take selfies, you're here to
Yeah, it was Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, there you go.
But apparently they were taking bunch of them, yes.
Be like that, I think you'd be
No, he's fine. He's fine. He said, like, if you take a quick picture or a quick video, fine. He's like, but the entire show, which I do get, because you're not going to get a good quality video from the show. Like, you're not. And I say this with a grain of salt because I just reposted the Aaron Carter Memorial thing that I literally recorded.
Don't you take videos of?
I recorded the entire thing, but I recorded the entire thing because, again, I like the symphony thing. It was like a one-off event. They were talking about like mental health and things like that. And they were streaming it, but they were only going to stream it the one time and it wasn't going to be recorded. They weren't going to save it or anything. So if you are looking for that, you can check on our YouTube Boy Band Break.
You can do that to help other fans who are not there. So you want to show
right,
them
exactly.
Like, kind of thing, yeah.
And I was very close. Like there is some heads in mine. I was like third row. But for that, for me, I felt like I wanted to record the, it started off, I was only recording a little bit, but I'm like, you know what? Might as well record. I've flown to
LA,
so I'm going to just record it. But I get it for like regular shows. Like you do, like yes and no. And we do, if you ever want to see, like when we go to shows, we will record some stuff and put up on YouTube. And that's one of the reasons why we can't make money on our YouTube channel. So we do this for free, guys. We literally,
that's
anyways,
right.
But
for the love of the game, if you will,
for the love of the game. But basically, like it's nice to be able to share some of that stuff. So, so he was talking about so they were saying they don't mind when people take videos; it's more exposure. But you're true; it is losing a bit of interaction if you're just like this, right, the whole time. Which they probably think, why does Chinze have a Wonder Bread thing on her? Because it was free. That's why I have that pop socket.
But also, like, you use your phone because you want it for a memory as well. You're
exactly.
Not to remember, right? Like, if you exactly. capture, you can show, like, oh, this is what happened to me. So that's why I think also people are using their phones too.
100%. And I definitely think that, and it's good to, like, pops up and you're like, whatever, right? But, like, and then, like, somebody had recorded, like, the Pop 2000 tour for New Year's, and I was like watching that. I was like, I'm so happy that they recorded this because I was not able to be there. So it's nice to see. And some people, like, were filming Nick in South America and stuff. So, like,
yeah,
it's nice to be able to share with people if you can. But, like, I get it if you're being stuck in the face, like, you know.
That's right.
But also, I do interact with, like, you can multitask. You can still interact.
That's right. There.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, and then Chris thinks people should use the phone less. Quick video. The other said it was good memories, and they were even talking about, he's like, my wife, she records everything, she's on the moment. Then they're like, yes, but now you have this video of your son for the future. So
yeah,
like, he's like, I look at videos of my sons all the time, like, you know, this is like, anyway, so it was pretty funny. But
yeah,
then they started talking about, like, they're like, in the disposable cameras, we're like, you have to, like, keep winding and then click and then,
yeah, you wait like a week if you see if it's been, like, a good photo after it's been developed, like
and whatever. Yeah. Like, I have a whole photo album of, like, NSYNC pictures where they're like little friggin' ants on the stage. And I can't tell. Yes. So then we're talking about, hey, what kind of moments stand out? So Mark said one of his favorite moments was when they had their own headlining tour. Has a hiccup. Tour in 2000, and it was a sold out tour, so it was, like, great opening for, like, NSYNC and Britney and all that stuff. But to actually have their own tour and have that sell out, they're excited about that. And they said one of the most amazing feelings is when the crowd sings back to you. So, like, you're like, oh, you stop singing the song and they're just, like, singing it. And he's like, Chris was saying this too, it's like a great moment for an artist to just be able to kind of, like, listen to your fans sing the song that you're, like, famous for or whatever. So,
yes, that's a very good interaction.
Okay. Mm-hmm, for sure. So then Brian was talking about, do you have any good red carpet experiences? So Mark was talking about how he's a big fan of Mariah Carey, and when he finally met her on the red carpet, he felt, like, awkward and like he didn't belong, like, in the same caliber as her. So they're like, oh, well,
who's she? You're just a regular people. Everyone gets shy. It doesn't matter if you're an artist or not.
Exactly. So then they were talking about they all stayed grounded. None of them have big heads. Then Brian was talking about when he was dating Nikki Hilton, and they were at the VMAs, but she was like, oh, who's that guy? He's like, oh, I don't think you want to meet him. Like, he didn't want her to meet Christian because he was too good looking. So he didn't want Christian to steal his girlfriend away from him.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
And then Paris was like, ooh, and he's like, oh, whatever, I don't care. But anyways, it was just like, but then he disappeared. It was like a weird conversation at that point. And they're just like, oh.
I don't know. I feel like this podcast is, like, all over the place. They just go on 10 weird things. Yeah.
Yes. So they're like, do you have any regrets? And they're like, no. And then, like, Christian and Thing looked, and they had this, like, you know how friends have, like, conversations with their eyes, and they're, like, laughing. They're like, you know, things happen for a reason. Everything's fine. We're like, okay. Then they were talking about that during the time, Christian was the only single one. Mark was dating, and he never cheated on his girlfriend, apparently. Steven has been with his wife for 27 years. They have two boys that are 16 and 12. So, like, yeah. So Christian was the one who was mingling while the other two were in, like, relationships. So then Steven was saying that his sons are in the music, like, play music and drums and guitar. And then for some reason, then somehow I was like, oh, and Steven beats people's asses for a living. And we're like, the fuck does that even mean? We're like, what kind of job does he beat? I'm like, is he a bouncer? No, he's an MMA fighter. And apparently he's the European champion.
Oh, you're either an MMA fighter or a wrestler. Because few jobs do that.
Yep. So he was the Euro champ. He was fighting for a world championship. I don't know if he ended up getting it or not. But they were saying that they were all drinking with Trevor the night before. And I was like, not a shock, because Trevor likes to party and stay out late. Then he had to get up at 6 a.m. and go, like, practice his fighting, and he's just like, ugh. But anyways, yeah, so basically they said
not fun at all.
That must not have, because yes, Trevor is very much like Howie, in which they like to party well into the night,
yes,
and morning. So yes, so basically they were talking about how they're all so easygoing and chill. So then they're like, has that helped or hurt you? Like, you know, maybe you could be a little more. They're like, looking at Chris like he's nuts, and he's like, oh, like obviously I need help. He's like, I feel like Chris was really trying to like stir some shit up, but there was nothing to stir up. So who's
but it was very entertaining. I think Chris does a really good job in the interview. He's a good interviewer.
He's very entertaining. So yeah, so they're like, it's helped us. Like, we've always been professional. You're nice to people along the way. It costs nothing to be nice. And they're saying like some people who used to work for them are now like owners of like big things and stuff like that. So like nobody really hates BB Mac, apparently. People are just very chill and like get along with people. Then they asked if they were musical.
They say when you're going up, don't be rude to people because you could go back down.
And on the way back down.
Those people when you're down. Yep, so if you're nice, then they can help you out when you're down.
I feel like that's just a good thing, advice in life, you know?
That's
right. Be nice to people. It doesn't cost anything. Be nice. So Christian's dad was in a band in the 60s that opened for the Beatles. So that's another Beatles reference, apparently.
See?
They were all surrounded by music while they were growing up. Christian's dad. I said Christian's dad, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Steven's dad wanted someone to play an instrument and his two older brothers were like, nope. So he got to do it. So he picked a guitar. So then they actually performed, which I was impressed. So they performed their new track. They have a new track that just came out. It's called Painting Lights. Oh my God. So then Brian, for some reason, asked Chris on a scale of 1 to Kesha, with Kesha being a 10, how hot are BB Mac? Because Chris kept making jokes about like two of the three are good looking.
And then he was like, no, all three of them are.
So then they said on a scale of 1 to Kesha, how hot are BB Mac? So Chris said Shakira.
And apparently that's a 6.
I thought it was like a 6. I feel like Shakira would be higher. I feel like Shakira should be closer or higher than Kesha.
Right? Yeah.
I was like, what a weird, no offense number to Kesha, but what a weird number. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
That was very weird. I was like, okay.
I was like, they're a Shakira level. I'm like, that's, yeah, okay, sure. I'm like, oh, I don't know. What kind of weird ass scale. Anyways, so then they performed Power Station, which was the first song they did when they got back together after their break. And then they were talking about how singing in the morning is very hard on their voices because their voices are very deep in the morning. As the day progresses, it like warms up. Whiskey apparently helps them.
They haven't like had their tea or whatever, and they haven't done vocal warm-ups.
Yes, so... And I guess at one point they were doing a bunch of breakfast shows and they just sounded weird. So they're like, yeah, so they warm up. They apparently have really good whiskey. Apparently it helps. I don't know. So then they're like, oh, where can we find you? And they're like, oh, you can find us on Instagram. And then so Brian was like, an OnlyFans? And they're like, became this like thing, like, oh, Mark has OnlyFans. And they're just like, oh, yeah, Mark, what's your thing? And he's like, because I think he was trying to think, but it ended up just being like, like,
oh my god, so he tried to make it funny, but then it didn't work.
Oh my god, he's just like, like, you know, whatever. Anyway, so basically, they don't have OnlyFans, they have Instagram, and one of them was like underscore official because BB Mac official was already taken. They're like, why would you take that? That's you're not the official, like, oh my god.
People are crazy, you know?
Yeah, so you could go to bbmac.com, and then they for some reason made them end off with the southern accent of y'all come back now year, and I was like, it was weird and random, but it was delightful.
It was fun, I guess, right?
It was fun. So yeah, go check it out. So again, so you're gonna want to check out Name Drop podcast. So that's with Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC. Ding, name drop, ding. So you learn a little more about BB Mac. There are some interesting guys. They will be on tour this summer with the Pop 2000 tour. And go check it out. Anything else to say, Sophia?
No, that was great. I really enjoyed Chris as an interviewer. He's trying to like stir the pot because he knows like from his experience as an NSYNC member where like the interviewer was trying to like probably prod him for some like scoops, so that he becomes what he's witnessed or experienced. So I thought that was fun.
So I really like that he has a podcast, because that's fun.
It is. Oh, he's entertaining. Okay. He's one of these days, guys, we're going to get Chris on this
podcast. I don't know how many times we've asked him. But...
Listen, he said he will be on it. We just have not actually figured out the logistics or reminded him, you know?
We reminded him, remember at 90s time we reminded him?
We remind every once in a while, yes. So
then we reminded him again.
One of these days.
At Niagara Falls, I believe.
I feel like our problem is we need to work on our own schedule first to figure out when we can have him. But yeah, so
that is very true.
Which obviously I would just, if it was
a weekend. Well, if one of us wasn't available, it would just be you then, right?
Oh, wouldn't it? Wow. Now, anyways, I feel like that is our goal for this year on this podcast, is to get Chris as a guest. So we will, we'll try that out. But if any other boy banders are listening, maybe Mac even, if any of you want to be on our podcast, by all means.
And Soul Decision, because I believe you wanted Soul Decision as well, right?
We did want Soul Decision.
We all did want.
Yes, you know, anybody.
Anybody, really.
Really.
We're happy to interview.
We have had O-Town, and we've had Brad from LFO, so we've had two.
Yes. We would be delighted to interview anyone.
Yes. We're always looking for new content. Anyways. That brings us, because we are way over time, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.